I want to take a quick second to thank the planning committee for getting so many first-time speakers up on this stage over the last 2 days. I found that to be really refreshing to hear some new voices and fresh perspectives in the room. So I don't say that in any way to besmirch my panel that's coming with people who would be insulted to be introduced by me. We have the Queen of TASBE. I'm sure she has a real title that I can't bother myself to learn, but she's in charge of everything at TASBE and very, very smart. And I don't like to have too many conversations with her because she'll prove me so wrong so often. We have Corey Hartsfield, who we don't have him, but he does spell his name right, and that's pretty much all I was going to get to say about him. We have Jared Russell from Underwood. He is a University of Texas at Austin graduate and educator prior to law school, and is active in athletic abilities, I guess, and would not like me saying this to the hundreds or so people that are online, but pickleball is a real favorite of his. And of course, we have Jim Walsh, who I don't think needs an introduction. I am extremely excited to hear this panel talk about what I think is a very difficult issue for a lot of us in this room, and that is managing the friction between boards and administrators when things go south in our representation of our clients. So without further ado, go for it, panel.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. You must be desperately in need of ethics credit to have made it this far, but we appreciate you sticking with us. We especially appreciate members of the Council of School Attorneys for sticking with us because they may have already had a preview of this presentation. It is related to a presentation that we did as part of a meeting of the Council of School Attorneys. Apparently, it was so well regarded that we were asked to reprise. I am excited to say we have a little bit of extra material. Now, the big benefit was we were going to get Corey to provide the extra material, but unfortunately, he has the flu. So we are going to be quoting Corey frequently throughout the presentation and doing our best to share that administrator perspective as well. We had the idea of talking about divided boards and challenging political environments last year and how that affects school attorneys and teacher attorneys in the ethical arena. And everyone agreed that that was a hot topic and worth talking about. And then nobody wanted to touch it with a 10-foot pole. So despite it being agreed to be a good topic, we had to find a way to get around the fact that for very valid ethical reasons, as Priscilla was just telling us, we can't be disclosing the war stories of representation in the even in furtherance of our ethics work here. So we wanted to gather your comments, and that's why we did the anonymous survey. We have some great input from you guys that we'll be sharing as we go along. We also put together a panel that has a number of disclaimers. Jim, do you want to give your disclaimer first about that you're not actually in the boardroom?
That disclaimer. Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, among the many disclaimers. So, yeah, I'm up here because I've been at this a long time, but I haven't gone to a school board meeting in quite a while. I mean, role in the law firm has changed, and so I'm writing and speaking. But I do have some good stories with regard to what's happened, and I do keep up with what's going on. So there's that.
I also avoid boardrooms. But Jared doesn't, and so he's here to talk specifically about the ethical rules and not comment on his clients.
Absolutely, and you know it's great that there's examples of maybe what not to do and what to do out of state that we can talk about, so we'll be good.
Absolutely. We also have to mention at this juncture that Jared did all our homework, and we're just coasting along behind him and grateful to him for all his work. Thank you. So we do have a plan for you. We are going to talk about some general principles related to legal ethics and the relationship of school boards and administrators. We will talk about some scenarios, again, from out of state, mostly-ish, and finally, some practice tips. Take it away, Jim.
So I don't know about y'all, but if you've noticed in the media headlines in the last couple of years, there's just been an increased scrutiny of our school boards. And I think the next slide will illustrate just a few of those examples.